Relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, your defending fathers here on this Monday, July 6, 2026 edition. This segment brought to you by Northern Michigan RV over in Gaylord. You need to go and see Tony and his team. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. And what I'd like you to do before you drive over there is to pick up the phone and call this number. It is the phone number directly to Northern Michigan RV, 989-448-8700. Now, through the entire month of June, they have their 4th of July 2026 promotion, celebrating America's 250th birthday, $250 gas card for every purchase. If you're a veteran, they bump it up to $500. Thank you for your service. Call the phone number ahead of time. 989-448-8700. Give them the VIN number of your vehicle that you're going to tow, this travel trailer, this camper, whatever you're going to buy with. Get it off your registration, off of your proof of insurance. Give them a call. Give them the VIN number. Why would you do that? Because they have the ability to look up your vehicle. They'll know the engine size. They'll know the transmission, the rear end, the differential, the powertrain. They'll know everything about its capability. They will then go out in the yard and find the 3, 4, 5, 6 trailers, campers that match your vehicle. You won't have to go and buy a new vehicle. You won't have to get a bigger SUV or a bigger pickup. You can basically see what you can haul with your current vehicle. They've got this one unbelievable hideout. I can't believe the price. I can't believe the monthly payment. $129 a month. And you can have a guest bedroom out in your driveway. Bedroom, living room, kitchen, bathroom, all of it right there. Hideout, $129 a month. $12,995, brand new. And you can haul this thing with basically any vehicle. You can haul it with a car, a small SUV, like an Equinox. You can haul this thing no problem. So give them a call, 989-448-8700. Give them your VIN number. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Now, getting back to this budget deal, once the governor came back from her trip to Europe, the framework was set. Setting targets became its own challenge. Again, as they were digging through the sofa cushions, Democrats wanted to avoid any hard cuts. So both sides resorted to creative financing to avoid a recession-era-like decisions that took time. It took longer. They needed to really roll up their sleeves. Subcommittee chairs were given targets Not this past weekend, but the weekend before. Given 24 hours to hammer out whatever they could negotiate before the remainder of the budgets were elevated to the leadership level. Participation came from subcommittees. And by that Sunday, the leaders found themselves working through the budget deals and finally tackling the pork barrel spending request. Another group of legislators were looking at policy bills. What did they want to get done? What did they want to get passed in the House, the Senate, and send to the governor for signature because the upcoming elections? Who knows for sure whether the House is going to be maintained by the Republicans? Are the Democrats going to lose the Senate? Who's going to be the next governor? Well, with so many moving pieces, a final deal could not affirmatively be announced until late Thursday, after which the LSB, the Legislative Services Bureau, who's charged with printing up the bills, and the fiscal agencies charged with looking at and completing their analysis. The end product for the education bill showed up at the Joint House-Senate Conference Committees shortly after 3 a.m. on Friday. The big general fund omnibus conference committee met at 5 a.m. Exhausted, neither the staff nor the lawmakers could muster much of an explanation about what came out of, listen to this, 883 pages. Folks, they were only 117 sheets of paper away from two reams. You know, a big wrapped ream of paper is 500. Well, take 117 pages out of the second one, and that's how thick the budget is. Who in the heck could even read that? Well, the sun came up. At 8 o'clock, the Senate passed the conference report. Senate Bill 878 passed around 8 a.m., 27 to 9. 9 Republican senators voted against it. Senator Tom Albert of Lowell, Kevin Daley of Lum, Roger Hawk of Union Township, Michelle Hatanga of Manton, Jonathan Lindsay, Coldwater, Ed McBroom in the UP 38th Senate District, he's term limited out, as well as term limited out, Eric Nesbitt was running for governor, but dropped out. Michigan Republican Party Chair Jim Runstead and Lana Tice, Republican of Brighton. They were the 9 no votes. Well, after getting it packaged up and sent over to the House, they took up the bill at 8:51. Nearly 21 hours after the House was called to order on Thursday. Lawmakers had been in the chamber off and on throughout the night as they were passing their legislation. After voting on the budget, House members scurried out the door. The budget passed 99-7. With 3 Republicans voting no, 4 Democrats. Steve Cara, Republican of Three Rivers, Jim DeSanta of Carlton, and Joseph Fox were the 3 Republicans. Former Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit, as the sun was creeping through the House floor shutters, said, "I think this is the first budget I've ever seen passed during daytime hours." State Representative Alabas Farhat of Dearborn said, "We have a very broken process on how this budget was done. Our subcommittee chairs had a lot of their recommendations completely disregarded by the Republicans. The conference committees were done in the middle of the night." Well, Farhat blamed the logjam of massive amounts of budget questions and policy bills that appeared to be having election paralysis on the part of the Republicans. Attempting something bold like property tax cuts, for example, wasn't going to fly in this political environment. Creating a fairly bipartisan budget passed alongside a lot of bipartisan policy bills. Republicans, according to Farhat, said that the Republicans are terrified about this upcoming November election, where they know they're going to face a lot of backlash due to all these terrible cuts. "This budget reflects a war on Michigan families right now, and it's all coming from Washington, D.C. There, Republicans passing tariffs, trying to raid Medicaid to pay for tax cuts, and kicking people off their health insurance. Because of that, there's indecisiveness, especially from my Republican colleagues, that they have to do these big things." Well, there's only one response I have to Representative Farhat. This is a fiscally sound and conservative reduction in your wasteful spending in Lansing. And you can claim all you want that this is a war on Michigan families. I don't believe it. We'll talk about the increased spending in certain areas, and then we'll get started on the policy bills. 66 policy bills were passed with this budget. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number one. One of the policies that was pushed into the school aid fund, what they call the school bus, was weighted school funding systems. This policy is going to push more money to poor districts, special education programs, in English as a second language to students under the fiscal year 2027 spending plan that was passed on Friday. The budget marks another step away from the Michigan traditional one-size-fits-all funding model toward a system in which dollars will increase and will follow the students' needs rather than their simple enrollment into school. Under the school bus funding House Bill 5630 and the companion Senate Bill 903, Chairman of the K-12 Appropriations Subcommittee, Darren Calamari, said districts will receive larger funding increases for students with greater educational needs, including poor students, people who need help learning English, and special education students. In this 2027 budget, $1.7 billion is being injected into a special pot of money for districts with higher levels of poor students, students who are not native English speakers, which represents a $258.7 million increase from last year's budget. Calamari said, "This is a massive investment in our kids who need the help the most. These are kids that are not just in urban school districts. Many of these are in rural school districts as well. This is across the board for the entire state. Our school leaders have wanted this because they know that every kid has different needs, and supporting those kids are going to cost a different amount of money." Well, in the House, the school bus budget passed 99-8. Mostly all 8 Republicans, except for 2 Democrats. Excuse me, 3. Steve Cara, Republican, Jim DeSana, Joseph Fox, Jamie Green, and Jennifer Wirtz were the Republicans. Democrats, Veronica Paez from Harper Woods, Dylan Wegula of Garden City, and Regina Weiss of Oak Park. For a total dollar standpoint, the entire school aid budget is just under $20 billion, 19.8. This is actually $1.5 billion less than the current budget they're operating under. Roughly $1 billion of the reduction was largely due to simply an accounting change. The budget no longer assumes $500 million in federal revenue for school meals and an additional $500 million from federal dollars in Washington for special education. Instead, Washington directed state officials to seek all available federal funding and make the proper adjustments. One thing that did get pushed into it, Hooked on Phonics. It's back. Traditional schools will receive $10,300 per pupil. Extra $150 million went to teachers' pay, and an extra $50 million went to high-impact tutoring. High-impact tutoring. Focused on reading. They pared back one-time earmarks, pilot programs, and special initiatives. Many are being reduced, if not completely eliminated. One of the examples was $65 million. They were doing a pilot for small class sizes. $25 million for a three-year-old preschool program. Yep, well, guess what? Three-year-olds need to be at home. Not going to get turned over to the public schools. One of the last things that were added was a pair of companion bills, House Bill 5646, 5697, will steer teachers to be trained in phonics-like method called letters. L-E-T-R-S. This is the science of reading. The training for the teachers was bumped from $50 million up to $75 million. Appropriation House Chair Tim Kelly, a Saginaw Republican, said, "I like a lot of things in this budget. We have a lot of good stuff, including the investments we made into reading. I additionally like the tutoring." Well, the budget is done. What did they pass in policy? We'll get in on that. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmith.